Charm's blog, Wednesday, March 2nd, 2005.
Never drive alone again. Join Sharam from SharamAmiri.com for the audio blog and commute cast.
Everybody, podcasting again today in Studio Z. I'm actually doing a commute cast for once. I haven't done one of these in a couple of days now just because schedules have been crazy, snow days. Oh, and boy, is there a ton of salt on the roads. Oh, and it's freezing outside this morning. Hold up, let me just turn out of my neighborhood and then I'll tell you all what the temperature is again. It is now... Carson's 38 degrees, but I bet it's still thinking that was the temperature from the garage. Oh, see, now it just jumped down to 35, so it's... I don't know, it feels really cold. I bet the wind chill's up pretty high or something today. But, back in the car recording, and I'm still using Adobe Audition 1.5, so I'm hoping that, you know, this is going to end up coming out even clearer, because I haven't used this software yet for recording in my car, but I do have my laptop sitting alongside me in the passenger seat. And no, I'm not actually controlling anything. The lid's shut. I just simply plug it in, make sure it's recording, and then I shut the lid and start driving. So it's no different than me talking to someone on the phone, except I have to think on the spot because no one else is going to sit back there and respond to what I'm saying, unfortunately. But I think the snow is finally out of our forecast. I mean, it looks like they were predicting some more snow to get later on this week. And I mean, it's kind of ridiculous. It's like it's March already. I mean, I know we've had some 60 degree temperature days back in February, but it's March now. We should be done with the snow, I would hope. I mean, it looks like it's a huge difference compared to yesterday already, just looking outside. I mean, clearly a lot of the snow has melted, because if you looked at my Text America Moblog the other day, you would have seen a picture that I took outside on the way driving to work, and the trees were covered in snow. There's none of that today. In fact, even the snow that's on the ground isn't that much, so I think today's looking to be a good candidate for a car wash. That's what I'm definitely thinking. So, I'm actually, my English class that I normally have today in the morning was canceled because she's doing conferences now, so, which is nice, which means I get a break off from having to go into English, so there's no rush to really get in to that class early this morning. So, I'll be in the office until probably about, I'll probably leave 10 to 1, because my class is at 1:30. I figured I'd swing by the car wash. I mean, it just gets like hideously awful. I mean, I see a lot of other cars, and yeah, they're dirty, but I don't know how my car gets dirty. Maybe because it sits so low to the ground and it picks up more of the water. I don't know. This Jeep that just pulled up next to me looks pretty shitty, so you never know. But I think I'll stop and do that on my way into class and then head on into sociology. And tomorrow's nice, too, because I normally have my only class tomorrow is usually calculus, but my teacher's going to be out of town, so he gave us the heads up, so we don't have to show up to class, which is nice for once. Nice change. But what was I going to talk about today? I see, this is a problem. I'm always running behind, and I never get the time to organize show notes. I promise you, one of these days I'm going to be organized. The night before, I'll do my post-it note sheet of what I'm going to be talking about on my show and things like that. So, back to the weather, I guess I could talk about more. It's actually like sunny outside. I mean, there's some clouds, but the sun's definitely coming out. And I know the temperature isn't that high today, but I would say because of the sun, a lot of the snow is going to get melted, which is going to be good. So I just want the snow to melt, and then I want it to rain later in the week. You know, even though I'm getting the car wash, I want it to rain. Because the rain, that just means that, you know, it's going to wash away all this salt and sand mixture that I come to absolutely hate. There's a lot of traffic outside this morning. I thought he was going to cross in front of me. No. Okay, whatever. Well, did I get any new emails? Yeah, I did get an email. What did that person... See, I've been getting a lot of emails and comments left on my blog right now, which is really cool, so it helps me think of ideas for the show and stuff. I know I got an email from someone. I can't remember who it was or what it said. It's still too early in the morning. Haven't had my caffeine yet. Yeah, and I was running too late this morning because I bought this a coffee mug, like travel mug, whatever, so I could bring it with me in the car. And I even went in the, there's the center console storage compartment has a little dual cup holder thing, but I took that out when I got the car, and because I needed more space to store all my crap inside there, so I cleaned out some of my crap and put the cup holder thing back in there, so that way I'd have a cup holder when I brought coffee during the week. But I was running late this morning, so I didn't get to do the coffee, so I just grabbed a can of Mountain Dew. I guess I could have brought that up here, but I threw it in my backpack in the trunk. Oh, I know why there's so much traffic. This is the first morning that we've had school for these kids on time in the morning, and I'm not used to that, because the past couple days they've either had delays or they haven't been open, so... Yeah, Fairfax County Public Schools used up all their snow days at this point, so any more days of snow that we'll get, they're going to have to make up, so... Let's let this guy go through. God, I'm, like, really out of ideas of what to talk about this morning. This kind of sucks. Nothing that interesting's been going on in my life. Well, later on this week, I know, Saturday... We sort of had to switch around all of our appliances. We used to have two refrigerators. We had one in our kitchen and then one in, like, our laundry room, which is, like, you go in from the you go in from the garage in our house, and you end up in, like, this laundry room area that has our washer and dryer, but we put a refrigerator out there, and then that laundry room area connects right to the kitchen. So we moved the fridge that we had in the kitchen, which was, I guess, a nicer one than the one that we had down in the laundry room. I'm going to need my visor, it's sunny. And we moved that out there, so, and now we took the one that used to be in the laundry room and moved that into the garage, because we're expecting new, my parents were doing remodeling of our kitchen, so we're expecting new appliances to come in this weekend. They're nice ones, it's, like stainless steel finish and stuff like that, so, it's kind of weird, because every single time I go in the kitchen now, I'm expecting, you know, refrigerator right where it is, but there's like this big empty like spot on the ground where the refrigerator should be, and you have to walk all the way in the laundry room to get to the actual refrigerator. But by this weekend they're going to shift that in. They're also swapping out the oven and the stove, and they're putting a microwave. Like, we have two ovens right now. We have the regular oven and range that just sits on the ground, and then we also have an oven that sits above this floor. We have an oven that sits above the range, the stovetop, so they're replacing that upper oven with a microwave, so that should be kind of, should be interesting. So, yeah, they're doing all that this weekend. I just like the idea, because the refrigerator has one of those ones with the ice makers on the front. So that's, there's like snow blowing off the trees and landing all over the windshield. I was like, is it snowing again? No way. No, that would suck. I'm tired of snow. But, yeah, they're going to come deliver those this weekend, which will be good. And we're eventually, because we're staying in the house that we're living in now, we're going to switch rooms around, because our room arrangements are all messed up. I think I've talked about this before on the show, but my grandparents used to live with us in that house. They moved into it with us, and then a few months later moved out, like 3 months later or something like that, so... The rooms are all screwed up, because they basically, there's two bedrooms, well, there's three bedrooms on the upper floor. One of them is really small, and it's just used as an office. And then there's two bedrooms on the lower level. It's a two-level rambler. But they, my grandparents had the master bedroom on the upper floor, and I had the bedroom next to theirs, and my parents and sister had the two bedrooms on the lower level. But after my grandparents moved out, my sister claimed the master bedroom upstairs, and then... my parents are still downstairs, so now that we're staying in the house, we're going to eventually change the rooms around completely. I'm going to take the bedroom my parents have downstairs, and then, which is sort of, it's close to the size of the master bedroom that's upstairs. I mean, it has its own bathroom, walk-in closet, all that stuff, and it's definitely bigger than the one I've got now, and plus it's the basement, so that makes it even better. But, so they're going to move, my parents are going to move their room upstairs and to my sister's room right now, which is the master bedroom. My sister's going to move into my bedroom that I have right now, and I'm taking the one downstairs. So we're eventually going to have to go through this crazy process of moving heavy furniture and stuff like that all around. Should be fun, but I mean, it'll be fun when it's done with, I should say, because we're planning on totally rearranging stuff, and hopefully this summer, one of my goals is saving up for a big screen. So I've already done some looking into them. I mean, I can't afford to buy one of these. I can't afford to buy a plasma TV by any means. I mean, I probably could, but it would only be like a 36-inch plasma, and I'd much rather buy like a 65-inch widescreen HD TV, rear projection TV, and have a TV that's that big than to have something that's just like, yeah. I mean, I know they're like they're really super clear, which is nice, but I'm looking for size, size over clarity. So I looked at a couple at Costco and stuff, about like $1,500 for a 65-inch, which isn't too bad. And then, of course, I need to get the new cable box. I need to get the HDTV box from Cox so I get the better, you know, quality digital cable coming through and make sure it's got a DVD player and, you know, audio inputs, video inputs for the Xbox and all that good stuff. So that's one of my goals. I think we're going to move our Lazy Boy couches downstairs to go with that whenever we do that. And I already have the air hockey table down there and my sister's drum set. And then I also have that old, I don't know if anyone's heard of X Arcade, but it's a company who makes this huge, like, you know, those arcade games that that they've got that have like the joystick and all the buttons and stuff like that on them. Well, it's like a big controller for that. It's a two-person controller. It's hard to describe. I really need to post a picture, or you can go to xarcade.com, and it's like a $200 thing. And a couple of years ago when I used to do a video game website, the company sent it to me to review, and they let me keep it, and it's just been sitting around. And basically what you need to do is you just connect it to a computer. I think it uses a serial port, and you just download any like game emulator. Like it could be a NES emulator, SNES, or like a MAME emulator. And you can like play actual like arcade games like right on the computer. So I'm gonna bring home an old box from work, and we have a couple black CRT monitors that are like 17-inch. So I think I'll bring one of those home too. Maybe I'll bring home two of them actually, and connect them together into the computer. Yeah, I'll probably do that instead. So you can get a double screen. But I think that would be pretty cool, and if I can just find, like, a cabinet or some type of shelf or something to put all this stuff in and hide all the computer and wires, and I can just leave that running, so it would be sort of like an arcade box game unit. I'm sure no one understands at all what I have in mind. You really have to check out the website to see what I'm talking about as far as this X Arcade, like, arcade controller thing. It's basically just imagine, like, an arcade game machine, but it's just the controller itself, the joysticks, stuff like that. So that's what they sent me, and it's able to connect into a computer, and you can actually download emulators and ROMs of these games. So it's pretty cool. I'm thinking about doing that downstairs in the basement too if I can, but I don't know when I'm finally going to get around to doing all this. It probably won't be until next month or so when we move all the furniture around, because at the moment we're just still taking care of getting all the appliances redone and stuff like that, and they were doing a lot of painting and redecorating, and so I don't think we're at the point yet where we're going to be moving rooms, but that will be coming up soon enough. I think I'll go left here. Oh, I'm running a little bit late. It's already 7:58. I'm not close to work yet. Oh well. It's really windy outside, too. You can see all the salt that's on the roads, and it's just blowing around all over the place, which I guess is good, too. Blow all the salt and sand away, so that way there won't be any more on the ground. It's just really ucky outside. I'm wondering, since I'm running late already, if I should just go straight through, like, get the car... Nah, the car wash, I doubt, would be open at 8 o'clock in the morning. Maybe I won't do that. Since we're stopped, I want to check my laptop and make sure I haven't been senselessly talking to myself for the past few minutes. Are we still unable to connect to wireless network? I keep forgetting to turn the Wi-Fi off. Okay, let me close this up. I think I need to stop waking up at 6:30 every morning, or setting my alarm for 6:30, because then I end up hitting the snooze button at least once, and I don't start getting ready till later. I need to get over it and just start waking up right at 6, because that way I can be fully ready, you know, on time. I can have my coffee and everything like that. I just need to learn my lessons. I keep telling myself, you know, Charm, get to bed at 9. You know you need it. You're a big wuss, and you have to be in bed by time. Otherwise, you can never wake up on time. But I can never manage, you know, to get to sleep on that time, and no matter how many times I tell it to myself, something always ends up happening. I end up getting into some discussion online, or something happens, and I can never manage to get to bed, and when I say I'm going to get to bed, so I think if I did that, then I would have no problems in the morning with getting up, and oof, talk about a sheet of ice. Oh, and pothole lanes. Oh. Wow. See, this is the part that hates about when it just snows and it's been this cold. So you get potholes all over the place. And potholes aren't fun. It makes like a little obstacle course for me to go through. Let's see. Traffic up here. Wow, I don't even know if I want to upload this podcast because I haven't talked about a thing. I think I probably still will. But I think I'm actually... How long have I... I'll wait till I get up to the red light and look. Let's see. How long have I actually been... Let me get up to the light. Well, I've been recording for 16 minutes and it's been about nothing, really. So I think I'll actually stop now because I'm... close enough. I'm like a minute or two away from the office, but I'm just mumbling on and not really talking about anything. I'll still get this show uploaded just to humor everyone if they're randomly bored and want to listen to like 16 minutes of me talking about nothing. So I'll get it up online as soon as I get in the office, and hopefully I'll talk to you all on Wednesday. Have a good Tuesday, everyone. Ah, what did I just say? Hopefully I'll get to you on Wednesday. Have a good Tuesday. See, this is how out of it I am this early in the morning. It's definitely Wednesday today. Have a good Wednesday, everyone, and I'll see you on Thursday. The week is halfway over with. Talk to you later.
Like what you've heard today? Please visit sharmamiri.com to find out how to subscribe to the show.